You are listening to episode number 91 of the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast.
All the vermin will drown. The accumulated filth of all their sex and murder will foam up around their waists. And all the whores and politicians will look up and shout, "Save us." I'll whisper, "No."
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another edition, episode number 91 to be exact, of the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast. As always, I am your host, Iggy, a.k.a. Ben, who just celebrated his 22nd birthday this past Thursday. So, no happy birthday, guys. Oh, you suck.
Happy birthday!
Joining us tonight, both of them hail from the champion city of the New York Giants. First and foremost, Arnold. Arnold, welcome to the show.
You.
Taser. Taser, welcome to the show.
Hey, Iggy, did you get laid?
I'll tell you after the show.
No,
coward. I didn't.
Ooh, Iggy got himself some nookie. Woo!
More on that later.
You got some booty.
You got some boot.
And,
Wait a minute, did you get it on this post side show, of the border folks, or the show. Other side of the border?
A little bit of both.
Oh!
And then she was mocha.
And
wait
of course,
do you know what border I'm talking about?
Yes.
I don't think you do.
And of course, we're already off the rails. Not even a minute in. Of course, the voice you're not hearing is the man who is crying at home over his broken laptop computer because his sister was raging because he didn't finish her homework in time, and crying about the losing Patriot. The Patriots losing the Super Bowl last night. Brian is not here because he's a little bitch. Boston sucks and nobody likes y'all. Well, let's go ahead and get right into it, as it's Spider-Man week apparently here at the Mighty Warriors 3. Brian Michael Bendis tweeted and Marvel posted a teaser for a upcoming whatever it is. We're all assuming it's Ultimate Spider-Man. I think it's safe to bet that it's Ultimate Spider-Man. Just says the Spider-Man insignia, and it just says Spider-Man, June 2012. Obviously, this has to be Brian Michael Bendis' thing, because as we know, apparently Norman Osborn wasn't just creating the spider that gave Miles Morales' powers, but there are other spiders, potentially other spiders out there. So basically what I'm thinking this is Ultimate Clone Saga Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. A.K.A. it could be shit, because nothing with a Clone Saga can be good.
Bullshit, the first Ultimate Clone Saga was great.
Meh.
Compared to the crap that it was based
off
of,
it's
gold.
But crap exceeding crap doesn't necessarily make it good.
I have to disagree.
You can have good crap and bad crap, it's still crap. So that's all speculation. There's also speculation that it could be the return of Peter Parker from the grave, which, come on, you know, it has to happen sooner.
It's a zombie!
Zombie!
It's another Marvel Zombies versus Ultimate Universe crossover. That's exactly what this is. I don't know. The point, I don't know. I hope it's not an event-wide. I hope it's not event-wide. I don't think it will. I think it'll just be in the Ultimate Spider-Man book. But I just hope it's not clones. I don't fucking like clones. I have a distaste for clones. I am not a clone. Fuck clones.
Taser, you need to stop reading comics then.
Yeah. The books I read do not have clones in it, damn it. Except for one, and I'm dropping that book.
I need to stop reading comics because everybody and their grandma reads it. Has it in there somewhere.
I take that as a challenge. Taser, what kind of BS do you think this is going to come up from Spider-Man?
Clones! I gotta be honest, I don't have the foggiest. I don't know what to think about this. I, It could be clones.
It could be anything.
It really could, because I'm not following, you know, the spider stories, and B, this was news to me, you know, when you talked about it today before the show. Just before we started rolling, actually, I had the foggiest, and I still don't. I don't know what to make of this. It's an interesting image, but...
Alright, well, Arnold, what about you? What are your thoughts on what this could be?
I'm still waiting to hear more about it. It could be anything. Yes, it could be clones. This is comics. It very well could be time travel. We are very fond of our time travel. I'm going to assume, though, I'm pretty sure it's safe to assume that it is going to stay contained in the Ultimate Universe. Both those symbols are actually half of the of Peter Parker's Ultimate Spider-Man spider and Miles Morales' spider.
Oh, boom, boom, boom.
So that's leading me to believe that, not to mention, Miles Morales got his powers because another spider escaped or was stolen from Oscorp lab. So if it happened once, there's nothing saying it can't happen again. But I swear to God, if we get a spider core, I'm slapping someone.
That's the popular thing to do in comics, even though Blackest Night ended
3 years ago. I don't need Black Spider. I don't need the emotional spectrum of Spider-Man. But if we can have 3, 4, 5 running around in the regular universe, or God knows how many Venoms or Hulks or whatnot, I don't see why it can't happen here in the Ultimate Universe. They've already proven they can do 616 stories a little bit better than 616 did in certain cases. So there's that, but I'm surprised nobody even on the boards or anything has brought up time travel at all. I mean, it's, you know, it's comics, and it's Marvel. If anybody's fond of their time travel, it's Marvel. They have so many dystopian...
Yeah, but I don't know if... sorry for cutting in, but I don't
know... No, don't worry.
They would do... Pardon me. I don't know if they would do time travel in the Ultimate Universe.
They've done it.
They have?
Before it became Ultimate Comics, they did it in Ultimate X-Men.
But that's the X-Men. They're weird mutants.
Doesn't matter. It's still been done in the Ultimate Universe is what the point is. Doesn't matter what book it was done in.
I can't argue anything else. I'm about to you.
But again, it's one of those things where I don't know enough about it to hate it or like it. So, you know, it's just a teaser poster. And, you know, for all you know, this could, you know, they can solicit things left and right. It could be completely something completely out of the water that we don't know about. Or, you know, aside from what we've been thinking, or it could be right on the nose, or nothing can come from it at all. Like, it could just be yet another teaser in a long line of teasers that either don't amount to anything or don't live up to their hype. So I need to wait for a little bit more info to come along. Don't get me wrong, it would make me happy to see Peter Parker back. I'm not sure if I'd want him back in school just yet. I mean, he only died, what, 6, 7 issues ago?
Not even a year.
November, yeah, but we know that that means jack shit to people, at least a large majority of people who write comics anyway, but hell.
Considering Thor's already technically back.
I mean, he was back before he died.
Yeah, exactly. less than a month he died, and then boom, he's back, like, oh, I'm not really
he's
dead.
He's back before he died. Let's not even get into that, but I'm intrigued. As always, if there's one thing I can always say about Ultimate Spider-Man, if not the Ultimate Universe as a whole, they always manage to keep me intrigued, whether it may end up something that I liked or didn't like at the end result. At the beginning, it always like, oh, wow, this is interesting. What are they trying to pull up next? So, that's my thoughts on it.
All right, well, let's move on. This is not much to say on it. But to our second image, I'm going to let y'all speak first on the recently revealed new costume for The Amazing Spider-Man, starting in issue 682. Spider-Man is going to go to the ends of the earth to save you and fight against the Sinister Six and to stop Doc Ock from releasing his sinister plans.
Ain't he dead?
No, he's on the verge of dying, and this is his last thing.
Again?
he just keeps getting pieces of his cranium crammed into
his... Let me explain it, Taser. In issue 600, it was revealed through retconning or whatever that, you know, Doc Ock is obviously human. He's not superhuman. And that he's... Over the years, he's gotten hit by gods, by Superman, drowned, asphyxiated because of the Sandman or Hydro Man or something, and through that he's had, I can't remember exactly, like, he's problems with his brain, are, like, he's slowly dying.
And a whole bunch of skull fractures.
Yeah, skull fractures. There you go. I can't think of the medical.
So he's got the Muhammad Ali disease. Got hit one too many times.
Exactly.
Yeah, essentially, that's pretty much what it is.
He's only a man.
And so he's trying to get his last plan out before he finds ultimate. Because they told him there's no cure. You know, Tony Stark told him, I can't fix you. Doctors around the world, I can't fix you. So he's trying to get out one final plot before he dies. But, of course, he'll know he'll be back. But regardless, that's not the point. The point is, Spider-Man has a new fucking shitty costume, and I fucking hate it. It's this
awesome,
bulky,
awesome,
blue, red. It's the Scarlet Spider colors, which really pissed me off more than anything else. I don't understand.
His own costume is blue and red. How is that only the Scarlet Spider-Man costume?
Look at the costume. You understand what I'm saying?
You said it's blue. Listen to what you said. You said it's blue and red like the Scarlet Spider-Man.
Regardless, I don't like the idea of Spider-Man in armor. I've never liked it, whether they did it with that gray metal thing in the 90s or even Iron Spider.
And yet, it comes in handy for...
That doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't care. Like, people can debate to me in the blue and face, oh, it makes sense, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't mean I like it. I hate the design. I hate the look. Spider-Man in armor, to me, does not mix. He should never have to have armor on. It's never made sense to me. That's not Spider-Man to me. If I want to read about a guy in iron, I'll go read Iron Man, which I do.
Who said it's iron? It could be ceramic.
I'm pretty sure, not technically iron, but it's armor. Like, if I want to read about a dude in armor, I'll go read Iron Man.
You know that it's not going to last long.
You're right, but that doesn't mean it's probably going to be like the...
It's going
to
last an issue or two, like all the other new costumes that have come on, or get taken by somebody else. Kane, I'm looking at you. You know, his Spider-Man, his costumes are a dime a dozen. But before he puts one on, it's already destroyed and he doesn't use it anymore.
I'm just saying, I know it's going to be gone, but that doesn't mean I have to like this design. I think it's awful. I just don't get the fascination.
To be completely honest, I think if you, no matter what the design, if you had put Spider-Man in armor, you would hate it.
Yeah,
period.
He already said that. He did just say that. So that's the fanboy in Iggy just speaking out right there. He's like, I don't like Spider-Man.
So, I guess, doesn't judging on a design of a spider armor end up kind of moot for you because you hate all spider armor anyway?
I just hate this costume.
You hate all spider armor, so before this costume debuted... Before this costume debuted, before they even showed the picture, as long as you heard Spider-Man's getting armor, you already hate it because you said you hate
it. I didn't hear he was
Spider-Man
getting armor. I didn't know he was getting armor until I saw the image. I knew he was getting a new costume for this thing. I didn't know what it was going to be until I saw that image. And then I knew,
you don't like Spider-Man in armor.
I said that after I saw the image. And I'm referring to the Spider-Man armor when the gray and the black one and the Iron Spider.
Right.
That's what I'm referring to. Nowhere did I say beforehand, I didn't know it was armor until I saw the image. Then I referred to, why do people have this fascination with putting Spider-Man in armor?
They don't have a fascination with putting Spider-Man in armor. They have a fascination with putting Spider-Man in different-looking costumes.
For the situation.
The gray and black, that was fucking hardened webbing, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So, all right, fine, whatever. And the Iron Spider, whatever. All right, yeah, technically that was armor and that it was more durable than his regular costume.
And I hated that one.
You know, but it's not like he's going to be, you know, taking lasers to the chest, you know, back swatting Hulk and, you know, stopping howitzers with a palm. That being said, this costume is awesome!
It is. I want to see the action. I want to see what kind of stuff it can do.
I don't think this should be... Did they say this is Peter Parker?
They haven't yet.
See, I don't think this is Peter Parker.
Also possible.
I think this is... This could be a brand new character. I'm calling him the Iraq Knight. Because, come on, look at that. That's awesome. Hey, look at that. Shoulder pads and, you know, the big badass chest and the...
It's Shang-Chi.
I'm digging the head thing. That
the helmet?
That thing looks... Yeah, that's tight.
It is very Red Hood reminiscent. It is very Red Hood reminiscent, but still, it's badass.
Granted, it's just a look, you know.
Right.
And I have no idea, you know, what'll get done, you know, when it comes out next. Although I will say, looking at it, I probably will look at, if not 682, because knowing Marvel, they'll just tease him in the last fucking page. And you know, 683 is when we actually get to see what he can do with it. I'll probably look at that, you know. But I like this. I like, it's awesome!
I still don't like it. Arnold, do you have any final thoughts on this costume?
Nope, I dig it. I want to see it in action, see what it can do. I want to see if he made it, if he had help, you know, what the deal is, or what leads to him wearing it, if it's even indeed him wearing it. But I'm also digging these on a side note, since it's on an End of the Earth teaser. I'm liking the End of the Earth teasers.
It looks pretty huge. I saw a solicit just recently that he's apparently going to go to the Middle East to fight the Sandman.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, shit.
Yeah. That's like, going to be some shit.
That just sounds crazy.
All around
he's
the world.
Gonna get Spider-Man with all of Iraq.
Exactly. I can't wait. I can't wait the shenanigans that right. are going to happen.
Well, apparently this past Sunday was the Super Bowl, and if you were watching the game, Patriots suck. Apparently there was a teaser trailer for the Avengers. Now, that's not what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the extended trailer. Needless to say, Taze is saying it all. I think all of us collectively, now at the same time, jizzed in our pants. The first trailer was impressive. This makes us even more impressive. Thor surf gliding on a spaceship. Cap helping up Thor. Tony and Steve addressing each other. This panel circling shot of all of them together in costume.
That's the best part.
And of course, my favorite part, Tony Stark telling him, Loki telling Tony Stark, I have an army. We have a Hulk. And just Hulk just destroy everything and bitch slapping spaceships. And Iron Man launching from a launch pad and blasting spaceships. Like, oh my God. Like we saw this in the Avengers Earth Mightiest cartoon, but this is real. Or as real as it can get.
Just in our pants.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
I don't know how much more we can say about this. I will say that some of the visuals look a little unfinished, but I'm pretty confident they'll have them looking nice and sharp in the for the theater. So that's not a criticism. That's just something you notice. It's like, oh, they'll finish it by then. Unlike a certain Green Lantern Max. So this movie's gonna fucking rock the summer. Just in terms of sheer blockbuster moments, this movie's gonna be fucking huge. No disrespect to Dark Knight. I'm sure that'll be a fine movie. Oh my God, I can't continue. Arnold, take it away. Say what you gotta say.
I'm wicked excited. It doesn't make me less excited for The Dark Knight Rises. It does make me more excited for this, because I think somebody even posted this on the board. I'm a little bit more excited for this because this hasn't happened yet. Yes, we've had plenty of Batmans, you know, that is always great. Well, almost always great. we've had some fantastic Batman movies, but it's actually really getting an Avengers movie for the first time, and fans have been asking for this left and right, and we're finally going to get it with a very great cast for all the ones we've seen already, with the exception of Mark Ruffalo, but nobody's really going to this movie to go see Bruce Banner. They're going to go see the fucking Hulk. So that's, I guess, neither here nor there, but that trailer looks sweet, and I watched it like 3 times at work today.
Taser, are you out of your jizz coma yet?
I think I had to change my underwear about 5 times between, because I didn't look at the Super Bowl. I'll say it. I didn't look at it.
Nor did I.
Give a rat's ass. I mean, I'm a Giants fan, but I knew they were going to be the Patriots. but having looked at
It looks like Joss Whedon has a gold mine. I'm not gonna lie. Again, I'll say it again. That I had chills of that shot of Hawkeye pulling his arrow, Thor with his hammer, Hulk in the background, Iron Man.
Some alcohol.
it's just like it felt, again, like I said, but the first this feels even more surreal. Like holy shit! And they're now. I want to talk about what did it look like they were fighting?
Yeah, sure.
Because, like, there's I think some people said that it was the Frost Giants. It went too quick for, and I paused it, and it's still kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. I hope it's something. It could be the Frost Giants, considering Loki is a Frost Giant, and they might not necessarily remember that he tried to obliterate their race, or they don't know, because he didn't exactly make it public. So I don't know. But regardless of who they're gonna fight, this movie is just gonna be one of the. Oh my God. Do we have anything else to say about this, guys?
There, you can go on for forever. It's fucking sweet.
Avengers Assemble, baby. Avengers fucking Assemble.
Also, no 3D glasses, because I am not wasting my money on that. I'm sorry.
Arnold said this off show, but I agree with him. The Cap and Iron Man was like pretty cool.
It looks sweet.
Is there a Hawkeye one? I would buy a Hawkeye one.
It's just four.
Oh.
Hulk, Cap.
I would buy a four. Hawkeye. Just to be different, I would buy Hawkeye 3D glasses.
Does he have glasses?
No. Not 3D glasses. It's just the big four.
Yeah. I wonder how theaters are going to carry those. I'm wondering if it's each theater gets one kind or they get all four.
And I wonder if you're going to be able to choose which one you want.
Exactly.
Because that's going to suck. Like, what if you want to go in Cap and you get, you know, Thor? And you like Thor, but you want Cap, you know?
Right.
Or if you want Hulk, but you got Iron Man.
Well, I'm assuming since you have to pay, like, literally, it's extra money because some theaters charge more for 3D, some don't, whatever the case may be. But you actually have to physically buy these, so there probably has to be some kind of selection process at least.
Yeah.
But they'll probably also only have, like, a limited number of whatever.
True. Oh, yeah, so, it'll probably be out, like, day one, that's it.
Yeah. Well, no, they may have, like, a selection, but, you know, if they start saying, hey, the Iron Man ones are going quick, hold back on those and start pushing the Hulks.
Right, exactly. And not to mention how many the movie theater employees are gonna jet.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I would steal a couple.
Or at least buy right off the bat because it's money, so they can't steal it. But so yeah, keep an eye out for them, folks. They may be gone before you know it.
Right, and we are less than is it February, March? We are less than 3 months away from the big showdown. So, Avengers Assemble. Let's move on. As we try to get out of our jizz comas with our book of the week, which was Venom number 13, Circle of Four, Part 1. Needless to say, this was my favorite book of the week this week. I fucking love this. My favorite panel, though, is it's after when Red Hulk is chasing Flash Thompson. And he basically jumps in front of him and he just says, Hulk smash. And uppercuts him, and all you see is tiny little Venom Flash flying away. I just fucking found that hilarious for whatever reason. I found this great, and I did not expect, what's his face? Not Nightmare. Fuck, what's the villain's name? Taser.
Blackheart.
I did not expect Blackheart. Because, like, when was the last, I can't remember the last time I saw Blackheart in a comic book. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is he doing here? And, of course, I also love the moment of Red Hulk saying, like, oh, no, I know what this is. I read the Avengers files. This is bad. We got to get out of here now. Because Taser, he's Blackheart's a pretty bad fucking dude.
Not really.
Well, never mind.
He's freaking Mephisto's son. You know, he's like, I'm trying to replace Daddy. I'm trying to take his place. Dad sucks. I'm trying to make myself better, but, you know, show him up by replacing Daddy. He's always been like that. The first time I saw Blackheart was Daredevil during Inferno, you know? And I wasn't impressed then, you know? Not saying that was his origin. That's the first time I've seen him. And, yeah, he hasn't done anything, you know, of worth to me since. Although, here he's talking. He didn't talk in that Inferno one. And he's still not impressive. I mean, physically, yeah, he's I have no mouth, but I speak. But,
So, okay. So, basically, I know I didn't... Basically, the story is Blackheart has been secretly gathering the toxin symbiote. He has the blood of X-23, and he's going to... And certain amount of souls to open hell to bring hell onto Earth. And Ghost Rider is the conduit to bring hell to Earth. And she, the new Ghost Rider is apparently the female named Alejandra, and she unknowingly, because she's a rookie and she makes the rookie mistake,
she's a dumbass,
unleashing hell and not listening to the veteran and Johnny Blaze. What are you gonna do?
She's a woman. What do you want?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did love the idea. So Arnold, you're the only one I know out of all of us who's reading X-23. Did somebody actually steal her blood?
In X-23 itself, if I'm not mistaken, yes. But the sad thing with X-23 and anybody that's some spin-off or variation of Wolverine, somebody's always stealing their blood or you know, like in this, again, making clones of them. Like, you know, it's always an ongoing thing. So, I mean,
if
it happened in X-23, I could still say yes. Somebody stole her blood.
Okay, because I was wondering, because like if Remender did like build off of what was Marjorie Liu was doing in X-23, I was like, that's pretty cool. You know,
he might have. I think it did happen. And I'm always happy to see X-23. But I'm sorry, continue if you're still going on. All
right, I did like Johnny Blaze. You know, he's like, you know, of course he would pick up. And he puts up this little magical charm that keeps hell back somehow because it's magic and shit doesn't have to make sense. My favorite double page spread of the week was Blackheart riding his chariot over Las Vegas and hell, which is worse than you would think. Just look at some of this crazy shit that's going on that panel. There's some mouth thing with fingers on it all over around its body. There's a dragon in there somewhere, a baby with flies or mosquitoes. It's just fucking creepy. This is the shit that I live for. Art and writing, I give it a solid 5 out of 5. This was my kind of book, and never thought I would expect that from a book in a Venom book. You know, you don't think Venom and you don't think mysticism, but it worked. It doesn't work, but it works with the conduits of the story. I'm looking forward to where it goes next with 13.1 next week. Arnold, what did you think of this issue?
First and foremost, this book is definitely a very interesting grouping of characters. Some I know absolutely nothing about, some I know a little bit about, and some I like. The two I like, obviously, being Venom and X-23. I know nothing about this female, Ghost Rider, because I don't read Ghost Rider. And I'm only just starting to get to know little things here and there about Red Hulk because of Avengers and New Avengers and him kind of showing up in that and whatever the case may be. But like you said, this book worked. It was fun. It was interesting. I wanted to smack female Ghost Rider because, of course, you know. Why would we ever listen to the guy who's been doing this for forever and think we can just do it all on our own? I don't know what her story or her deal is, but I honestly don't really care all that much. As you said, lots of crap coming out of hell, man. Like, all kinds of crazy shit. I do like the mystical aspects of it. Seeing Mephisto still, you know, hurts a bit and annoys me a bit, but for obvious reasons, Spider-Man. But yeah, I won't give this a 5 out of 5. The art was great. Nothing that I found spectacular, but it didn't work for this series. Honestly, I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Taser, what did you think of Venom number 13?
Well, hey, like I told you offline, what's his name?
Tony Moore.
Yeah, Moore, his art reminds me of Larson, you know, especially when shit started getting weird. You know, I was just seeing the Larson art, you know, like that last page. Holy crap, was that was Larson right there. Icker and X666, that's Larson, I'm sorry.
You know what, actually you're right, it does look like Savage Dragon's daughter.
I'll admit the group, the heroes coming together in that, you know, in the second to last page, that looked pretty interesting. Not saying I was hoping that they'd make a team or anything, but that's like, that's not a bad, I can imagine, you know, just a bunch of little tiny holy shits coming out of my mouth if I was standing opposite them. Alright, the story itself, it didn't do a whole lot for me. I'm just kind of bleh. You know, I'm also kind of bled on this whole, you know, I got to run an errand for a freaking jack-o'-lantern. I'm like, why is this fucking guy still alive? Why? Why? You know, this guy is nothing. Spider-Man can kill this guy. Freaking Thompson has a costume that's as strong as Spider-Man and more capable. Why is Lantern and freaking Crime Master, why are they breathing? You know, I mean, granted, I've been enjoying this Jack-o'-lantern, you know, he's been funny, but why? And then, you know, to see him all tied up and freaking Hulk shows up, and I like the fact that Thompson went at him. You know, he didn't go, holy crap, it's the Hulk. He went, fuck you. That made me smile, you know? But, you know, the whole demon thing, you know, and, okay, it was nice seeing Johnny Blaze again, because I hadn't seen him in a while. And which one of you two are reading Ghost Rider?
None of us.
Oh, okay, because I know that his wife and kids were missing, kind of thought dead. I have no idea how they resolved that, but this is going back about 15 years, so I was hoping somebody might know. But what I want to know is, how the hell did Hulk know where Flash Thompson was?
It happened in Venom where Steve Rogers, remember when...
No, remember, he jumps into the hotel room where Thompson is.
It's comics.
How'd he find him?
It's comics.
The only thing I could say is
maybe
Hulk had a habit of doing that. When he went looking for somebody, he would find them, despite the fact
this is also Hulk, Red Hulk, General Ross, so...
Right, but it's not like he would have access to a computer. He was jumping the whole fucking time. You know? I don't think he was just going to go... He jumped to Vegas and then started running around to freaking Motel 6 and going, hey, do you have a guy here on?
Maybe he just got lucky.
Come on now. See, I didn't buy that. He just broke in, and while it's a funny image, it's like one of those, holy crap, that's funny as hell. I didn't buy it. You know, it's just false. And I like, you know, the symbiote trying to take his ass off, and he's like, oh, hell no, son of a... And then, boom, and freaking, you know, Flash running at him. You know, and freaking the look on Ross's face as he gives him that upper. he skies him. Oh, that was hilarious. But, you know, the rest of it, I'm sorry, you know, the difference to A-Train, X-23, unless I actually see her get laid, I don't care about this character. She needs to take a penis, you know, or, you know what, have her, you know what, awesome story. Have her and Wolverine get caught up somewhere where they're hit with, like, super aphrodisiac and they get it on. I would love to see that because that'd just be masturbation when you think about it. The overall story, I don't care. I will say I'm looking forward to the battle to come next issue because of what that's supposed to entail. Overall... I have to get this middle of the road. It gets 3 out of 5.
All right. Well, I know Arnold. I know I'm looking forward, and maybe Arnold too, to 13.1 next week. This is for the next 6 weeks, which hopefully it's good. Well, let's move on to individual reviews, and I'm going with Winter Soldier #1. Bucky Barnes isn't dead. But he is to the world.
Oh.
So apparently, this is Brubaker telling the idea that, which isn't new, the idea that Russian sleeper cells are in America and they're solely being activated by somebody. And apparently Dr. Doom is somehow, not involved with it, but his technology is involved with it somehow. I wanted to like this. It was different. I liked the art with Butch Geis. There were some panels where it was clearly him doing it. Then the other ones felt like if he was almost digitally painting it in a way. Like, some of the scenes he had with Black Widow, like, oh, Black Widow's, ugh, I need to go change my pants. You know, I wanted to like it, but it just like, I've heard this idea before, like, the idea of Russian sleeper cells, and, you know, it's just like, and, you know, Bucky going after them, it's like, it didn't appeal to me the way I wanted it to. It's a great-looking book, and I'm sure some people like it. It just didn't hit the right notes for me to want to continue reading. And I'm sure Brubaker probably likes writing this more than he does Captain America. But, you know, nothing about Bucky is interesting to me now, you know. I mean, I liked him when he was Captain America. I'm not going to lie, at least in his own book when he actually was Captain America, because, you know, it was different from Steve Rogers. But now it's just like, okay, you're a stone-killed assassin who's trying to still dealing
he's
with him.
He's the Punisher! Yeah, it's the Punisher again!
He's not the... Woo! I wouldn't call him the Punisher. That's a little... That's Jason Todd. But it's just him going after Russian sleeper cells, trying to, you know, make up for his mistakes, and he's constantly blaming himself, like, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault,
he's
Natalia.
A Marvel character, it's always his fault.
It's my fault.
He's Catholic.
I'm like, shut up, you have a smoking hot redhead next to you. Him and Peter Parker should talk sometime.
Yeah, right.
I'll give it average. It wasn't bad. It just didn't hit the right notes that I wanted to for this book. So, drop. Not going to pick up the next issue. 3 out of 5. Sorry, Brubaker. And, of course, we got to check up with a certain Avengers Academy, number 25. Take it away, Taser.
Nah. This was a bit of a snoozer issue. We're in the middle of this big brouhaha with Hybrid, you know, using the younger heroes to fight the seasoned veterans. You know, I don't know how to fight Hybrid because, you know, he's been, you know, he's invulnerable and he's got telekinesis and he can read minds and he projects energy blasts. Oh, he's so powerful. We don't know what to do. And look, he's using X-23 to fight. And although there's a great scene where Metal is, you know, X-23 is going after, you know, people, and she's encountered Metal, and he's like, oh, I'm not worried about her, and she manages to stab him. And he's, like, surprised. And Hazmat is right by him. And she's like, what? Oh, no, you didn't. And she burns the shiznit out of her. Just like, she said she knew what she was doing. But when you see what happens, and it's kind of interesting that she managed to give X-23, like, third-degree burns, but her costume survived. Metal, you know, I don't think even really felt what had happened to him, but I digress. I don't know what to call him, so I'm going to just call him Hank. Hank is busy wrestling with the mind control reptile. Everybody else is, you know, busy going back and forth, and, you know, there's a bit of a tug of war, but they figure out that, hey, I know, let's toss White Tiger into Hybrid because he can't handle the magic, and oh, poof! Oh, look, there goes his control over, you know, other people. You know, this story just got tiring. You know, I'm looking for it to, like, complete itself, and, you know, we do get to see you know, the whole reason why the adult reptile is you know, doing what he's doing, because apparently, so, you know, something had been going on time wise, and the adult finesse. Apparently, adult finesse is kind of effed up, you know, because maybe she really is a daughter taskmaster, and her abilities are making it hard for her to remember her own kid, you know? She, for her part, the kid can, like, morph her arms into, like, metallic things or something like that. But, you know, other than that, I haven't seen, like, you know, the big, oh, look, it's, you know, all the time is, you know, being messed up or whatever on their end. All we know is, yeah, Finesse and Reptile's kid, you know, they're concerned somehow or whatever. And yeah, the heroes on the other end, they figure out that they've got to build a thingamabob to take out hybrid and, you know, adult reptile and young reptile's body, sacrifices his mind, you know, and, you know, hybrid shuts him down, which basically puts him in a coma, and then they're like, oh, I've got a plan, but we got to do this, that, this, that, and this, that, this, that, and this, that. And they build a device, and they knock him into it. Ooh, ah, ooh. And apparently, Jocasta wasn't dead, or blown up, or whatever it was. She faked it herself. Why are we, well, actually we're told why. Because she thought that the Young Avengers Academy Plus, which is them moving, you know, to the West Coast and having all the other kids come showing up, or all the younger heroes showing up, was a bad idea. So she decided to remove herself from the equation. And she blamed everything that had happened with Hybrid on Tim. Wow, okay. Yeah, bitch. Stupid robotic bitch. I didn't really feel this book. I just kind of went, I was waiting for it to be over. You know, kind of like, Venom. I was waiting for it to, you know, okay, I'm at the last page. Okay, yeah, I'm done. The art was okay. Story was, I gotta give this one another 3. You know, it wasn't horrible, but it was just like, okay. So, yeah, 3 out of 5 for me.
All right, well, I would start reading that book now. It's only a matter of time before...
No, because it's almost done.
Is it almost done? Okay.
I think it's almost done, yeah.
I'm surprised this shit has... Maybe it's because of the Avengers in the deadline, but it's 25 issues in.
Most likely, yeah. I don't know that.
Arnold, are you there?
Yep.
All right.
Woohoo!
Let's get the weird shit disturbing art of the way with Uncanny X-Force number 21. Take it away.
Uncanny X-Force number 21 is still continuing off of the events from, was it a point one, last one?
No, last one we had was,
Or was it 20? 20.
20.1 was, or 19.1.
That's right. Okay. So, yeah, the continuation of stuff, trying not to be too spoilery for Ben's sake.
I don't know how I forgot it. I was in my LCS for half an hour. I'm like, I'm forgetting something? No.
Deadass, bro, I don't care how cheesy it sounds. I have an app on my phone called Comic Shopper. I go to the store with a list. Like, I check that shit off before I leave.
I did.
It tells me how much my comics are going to cost every week, the whole nine. Like, I actually, I'm that geek. Yes.
I don't have an app for it, but I do the same thing.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that. But, yeah, so I'm sorry. We're going off track. Yeah, it's still continuing off the whole trial of Phantom X for the killing of the Apocalypse child, however many issues ago when that happened, when he put a bullet between the eyes and called it a day. It's the whole Captain Britain Corps, or whatever it is that they're called. Honestly, I couldn't even be bothered to pay attention enough, because the art took me out of the story so much. Like, there's so much clutter and jumbling and things like that. Like, there's a scene, I think last issue, Deadpool got his head sliced clean off, or it happened at the beginning of this one, and Nightcrawler picks it up and is carrying it in his arms the entire time. But there are parts where they're so far away, or the art is so bad, it just looks like Nightcrawler's armpit is talking. Like, you can't make a distinction in it. It's terrible, and it's annoying, and it's upsetting, to the point where I couldn't be bothered with what the story was about, and then they revealed who would be the big bad at the end, and if it's somebody I'm supposed to recognize or not, I don't, because I just, again, couldn't really focus on it too much because of the art, or it might just be somebody I don't know, or a mixture of both, but... Story-wise, I guess this is great, although I feel like this is kind of filler for stuff that's coming up in the future. I'm not sure what solicits have been for things in the future, but this definitely feels like a filler kind of story arc, or maybe I'm just not liking it, and that's why it feels like a filler arc to me. But between that and the lackluster story and just the terrible art in it, it's getting a 2 out of 5 for me.
All right, well, it's, I mean... considering where we were only a couple months prior, it's kind of hard to live up to that again, you know?
This is true.
You know, it's, I don't think, again, I've read the issue, but I've enjoyed so far the idea of the Captain, not the idea, of the, that's not Remender's idea, but the Trial of Phantom X idea. I've liked it. I haven't read this issue, but you know, I think it's, you know, bringing it down a little bit considering the craziness that was the Dark Angel saga. So let's give, if Remender, I think Remender, if this arc turns out to be mediocre, I think he deserves a pass considering what he's done, what he did with the first.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not saying it's going to make me drop the book or anything.
Well, no,
like
no,
that.
I'm just saying this to the people who are, you know, like, you know, yeah, threatening to drop the book because of, you know, the apparently the story arc so far.
No.
You can't keep hitting home runs in every single game. It's just
if you yeah, if you drop books after reading one terrible story arc, you'd end up not reading any comics.
Exactly. Lord knows I wouldn't be reading Ultimate Spider-Man now had I dropped it during the Ultimate Clone Saga. Well, that's enough. Oh, I will mention this real quick. Defenders number 3. Some weird shit going on right there. I'll say that much. Let's move on to our topic of the week, which is favorite artist renders of a certain character. For instance, what is your favorite character? What is the ideal portrayal of that character from a particular artist? Like for me, for Spider-Man, my favorite all-time character. I know I've blabbed on how much I love Todd McFarlane, but when I think Spider-Man, the first image I think of is John Romita Jr. Spider-Man. Like I said, I started reading Spider-Man in 93, so this is after McFarlane. And a lot of those guys in the 90s, they're pretty much generic 90s artists. But it was when JR came on the book with JMS where I'm like, huh, wow. You know, I loved his Spider-Man. And I get excited every time he gets to draw Spider-Man. So, when I think Spider-Man, I always think John Romita Jr. Arnold, is there any character when you think of a certain, do you think of a certain artist, like, you know, say Wolverine or pick wherever you want, right?
That's like the definitive artist for a character?
Yeah.
Give me a second. I do agree with you on the Todd McFarlane. What I did enjoy about Todd McFarlane's Spider-Man is I felt like you got to see, it was one of the, or I guess one of the first times I noticed it more, but the actual spiderness of Spider-Man, for lack of a better term. Like, the way he moves his body, yeah, the crazy, like, weird poses, like, you could see how agile and flexible and things like that. That's a lot of the stuff that I loved from Todd McFarlane stuff. Wasn't maybe necessarily the way Spider-Man looked, but just the interesting poses and dynamics that he used to Spider-Man, or even when he was swinging through the air, it just looked sweet.
And the details in the web.
Like, yeah, you know, it was just all really, and the 90s, everything had to be dark and gritty, but this one kind of did, it's dark and gritty, but still keeping that light air, because, you know, I mean, Spider-Man's all primary color, so, you know, it still kept that light feel to it, but I like that. What else am I thinking? Obviously, because I love the book so much, when I think of, you know, Young Avengers, the artist for that,
Jim Chung.
Yes. Always, that's who I'll always see, that's who it's always been, I guess, in my mind, since they never changed up the creative team for anything else, unless when they show up in other comics here and there, but I think they did that great. I do have an artist I would like to see do a team of mine, just because I've been on my Invincible kick. Ryan Otley, I would love to see his take on either the Runaways or the Young Avengers.
Oh, I thought that happened. He's chained to Robert Kirkman's desk at Image.
No, I know that. I would love to see, you know, what I think it could work for those characters.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually surprised. Marvel, or maybe they have called and he just said no, but, like, he hasn't been offered, like, a lot of money to come draw their characters.
Right, yeah, because I've just ran through all of the Invincible books over, like, the last week or so, and I'm absolutely in love with that book. And the art is just, it's good. It works for the story, and I think he gets that balance of humor and, you know, grit and grittiness, but fun, jovial all at the same time. It manages to mix it all really well, and I think that plays to the character dynamics of either the Young Avengers or the Runaways.
All right, Taser, you're what about certain characters do you think of artists? I'm pretty sure Thor is Walt Simonson, right?
Awesome!
Any other characters?
we had you had mentioned a Wolverine, and I'll say a Byrne, I'll say Miller, because I did enjoy you know, his two minis. But I don't know, did he draw those two?
He did the one where they went. He went to Japan.
Okay, yeah.
With Chris Claremont. Yeah.
Yeah. I did enjoy that. I guess I'll be honest and say I probably cut my teeth on the Lee Claremont stuff. You know, that's the bulk of my image. You know, when I do think of Wolverine, that is the bulk of it. I mean, I did start with, you know, Byrne, but the vast bulk of the stuff that I read with Wolverine in an X-Men costume was during, you know, Lee and Claremont's run. So, man, I was about to say Bagley, and I have to go no. The artist that I tend to associate with Spider-Man, what's the guy he used to draw? Spectacular, when Demetrius was the writer.
Mike Zeck. Is this?
No, Mike Zeck. You know who Mike Zeck is who I think of when I think of Captain America, because I love Zeck's Captain America is definitive for me, personally. That was just awesome. I liked Lim's run a bit. Lim's run was fine, but Mike Zeck. Oh, that was just. Zeck is an excellent artist. There you go. That poster of him and a Wolverine fight.
Yeah.
Awesome. But it's not Mike Zeck. It's somebody else. But that's part of the problem. I greatly enjoyed Demetrius and whatever that artist. I can't remember his name, but I enjoyed the hell out of that run. Spectacular. I don't want to say McFarlane. I don't want to say McFarlane. Screw that. I'm not saying McFarlane. Screw you, because I know you like McFarlane's run. Screw you. I'm not saying it. You know what? I'm going to piss everybody off and say Larson. There you go. Larson.
I thought you were going to say Land.
Nope, I'm saying Larson. Larson on Spider-Man. There you go.
Right before my time when I started reading. Right before.
Oh, well, I gotta remember those books. Ugh. Oh, God. Wasn't that the one where they flip enemies? God, what the hell is that? Oh, Lord, I'm an old man and I'm forgetting crap. There was a little tiny thing in Marvel back in the day when, what was it, Doom, Loki, and a bunch of other villains decided that rather than fighting the guys that they normally fight, they would switch up.
I know what you're talking about. Not only Axe
of Vengeance? Yes, Axe of Vengeance. There you go. That was Larson.
Spider-Man, Thor fought the Mandarin. I remember this.
And that was also Cosmic Spidey. I'm not used to thinking about books like this, so this is actually an accomplishment for me. Let me see. Hulk. I gotta say, Gary Frank.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I gotta say Gary Frank.
I didn't know he drew Hulk. Oh. I gotta find this.
Frank did Smart Hulk. Back when they diagnosed that Banner was actually an MPD. He did David's Banner. I'm David's Banner. Duh, fucking idiot. He did Peter David's Hulk.
Oh, I've only read the first two, and Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson did the primary art, so I haven't gotten that far yet.
No, he did Peter David's Hulk. And I've read Savage and, you know, I read Mindless Hulk, you know, back when he was going through those dimensional pathways because they couldn't beat him. So the best thing they did was have Doctor Strange banish him from the Earth because I could have shared it with him. I remember Byrne was on that at one point.
Yeah,
too.
John Byrne wrote Hulk for a little. I don't know if he wrote Andrew, but
I know he drew it. I don't know if he wrote it then, but I do remember him doing the art. And I'll give a nod to whoever did Hulk 300 because that was a stellar issue. I mean, having Hulk just beat the fuck out of everybody, even Thor, fucking pwned him. That was just an awesome issue. If you're a Hulk fan and you never read it, you suck. All right, I'm saying it now. But yeah, I'll say Gary Frank because I really did enjoy David's run on it. Who else we got? Oh crap. I can't say I read much of Johnny Blaze's run on Ghost Rider, but I will say, what's his name who did Dan Ketch? Damn it. Mark Texiera. Texiera's run on Ghost Rider Mark II. Fucking awesome. That was art that just pulled you in and you were just like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You want to talk about a book that I look forward to? That was one. I miss Dan Ketch's run on Ghost Rider, and I miss Texiera's art. Oh, God. Oh, let's see. Who else? What the hell? What's his name? Who did, crap. I'm drawing a blank here. You know what? I'm drawing a blank on who did the Avengers at that point, but the guy who did the art for Avengers back when Thor was stuck with Hela's curse, where he was immortal but he had brittle bones and everything that hit him hurt like hell, and Black Knight was on the team, Namor was married to Marina, and Marina from Alpha Flight, and Marina had something happen to her where she turned into this like big giant Leviathan thing, and in order to stop her, Namor had to kill her. But at this point in time, Black Knight had a curse on the sword where if it took too much blood, Black Knight would suffer some curse. So Namor, not knowing that, took the sword, stabbed Namor in the head, which apparently was supposed to have killed her, and then they Black Knight rigid and sharp as hell for whatever reason. He turned into like a living ebony blade. That art, and that run during Avengers, that art was awesome. Oh, God. Crap, who else do we have left? I think Captain America. You know, Doctor Strange. You got to say Ditko.
Shit was weird.
I've read a bit of Doctor Strange. Well, that was the point, though. You know, Ditko. You know, he. You know, wiggled and you know, shit happened, and you saw like energy hex thingies with the. See, you know, and everything looked weird, and that was the point. Yeah, I think Ditko probably nailed it during his run art-wise. You know, I mean, there have been other artists that draw better, but for Doctor Strange specifically, I think Ditko's look, out of all the ones that I've been exposed to, I think Ditko did it best, you know? Who else is there? X-Y, covered X-Men. I don't think is there anybody left.
Well, you didn't have to give someone, but let me run. If you think of someone, I'm going to run through some of mine real quick before we wrap the show, and then we'll go all back right to you. For Thor, it's Olivier Coipel. That's the generational gap. Huh?
When?
Circa when he first came back in 2007 with the new redesign.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
That's,
all right,
that's mine. Whenever I think Thor, I will always think of the Thor number one, July 2007, him
that's cool.
Flinging the hammer, and I'm like, JMS, and I'm like, yeah. That was my first real exposure to Thor. Iron Man, I know a lot of people don't like him, but it's the current artist, Salvador La Roca. With just the armor, not necessarily the people. Like, that's when I think of Iron Man.
Actually, if allow me to cut in, you know who, and think, because I didn't think Iron Man. You know who did it for me on Iron Man? Mark Bright. And he's a nice guy, too, because I met him. And I had a really, I remember the conversation I had with him. Real nice guy. And he's done a lot of books. But Mark Bright's work on Iron Man, that did it for me. Because he was the guy that did the red and gold armor after the Silver Centurion armor.
Yeah.
And that was fucking awesome. Okay, go ahead.
For Avengers, it's George Perez. I just love, like, individually, I wouldn't take them on individual characters, but just as a team, I like how they look. Let's see who else. Hulk, it's got to be Romita again. Just for some reason, like, he evokes the power that I feel like the Hulk should have. Especially during when he showed up during World War Hulk. Fuck this, I'm Twister. When he, like, just like pure strength and fury when he was punching everybody. For the Fantastic Four, I don't have anything for them. Oh, I could say Byrne, but that's just me being lying because I've never read that before. The X-Men is probably Jim Lee, namely because of the cartoon show. that's when I first, because a lot of those designs are based off of his. All the characters' costumes are based off of his designs. So, you know, it's got to be Jim Lee on X-Men. Fuck, who else is out there? I already said Iron Man, Spider-Man, Cap. Fuck. Oh, Ron Garney for me on Captain America. When he was doing with Mark Waid in the 90s, when Captain America lost the Super Soldier Serum. And
wasn't that the Proto-Side era?
I can't remember. I just remember the story is Cap died, but the Red Skull had taken him. Somehow he lost Super Soldier Serum, and the Red Skull had it. I can't remember the story. I love it though. It sounds
constant. He would have had his body because didn't Red Skull had Captain?
Yeah, it was a clone. Yeah, it was a clone body, or something like that. And regardless, when I think Captain America, I think Ron Garney's art for Daredevil. I don't think Frank Miller, as much as I love it, I think Alex Maleev, the guy who was with Bendis in the mid-2000s, that just screams Daredevil to me. I think that's it. I can't think of any other characters that I could define, like that defiant book. I'm looking at my shelf and I can't think of anything. Oh, Thanos always has to be drawn by George Perez, too. There you go.
No.
Nah.
Starlin.
Well, to each his own. Like, when I think, like, you know.
No, and bearing in mind, I love Perez's art. I love Perez's art. You know, I love Crisis on Infinite Earth says it all, as far as I'm concerned. But, I get what you're saying with Thanos done by Perez. I know I get that, but Starlin's art on Thanos, that so beats it. It really does. I have to disagree with you there. It supersedes Perez. It really does.
All right, fair enough. You know, that's about it for me. You know, there's a lot. If you have any more, Arnold, real quick, do you have any more you want to throw out there?
I think you guys covered a good, just about all of them. I'm all out of folks.
You know, part of the problem with me was coming up with characters that have been around for a while, and yeah. You know, I kept running up into characters. Oh, their book lasted about 7 years. Oh, their book lasted 5 years. I'm looking for like the legacy character.
Yeah.
I can't believe I needed you to bring up Iron Man, but you know, for that matter, I think we probably hit all the big legacy characters that is still, you know, have a book in publication.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come up with anything right now. Okay. Anything else?
Well, if you have any more suggestions, write on our website, write on thegreenlanterncorps.com, email us at thewarriors3@gmail.com. Well, that's going to end it for episode number 91. I want to make an announcement, though. Next Wednesday, on February, the 13th, fuck it, 15th?
Taser finally gets them.
because it's been a long time. Anyway.
Wednesday, February 15th, I will be making a guest appearance. I don't know if that's when the show's going to be released, but I will be recording a Batman podcast called the Bat Pod. You can go visit them. You can go visit them at www.batcrib.com. I believe that's the website. I'll post a link on our website and our thread in the GLCMB. But basically, I'm going to be there and be talking to Batman. So if you want to hear me about the Dark Knight, I'm coming after you, Joker. If you want to hear me talk like that, I'll be on the Bat Podcast promoting the Warriors 3, letting the DC, letting the Batman people know, hey, we got some funny shit over here with the loudmouth Taser over here. Taser, speaking of you, you have anything to plug tonight?
Nah, she escaped.
Arnold, what about you?
No, I got nothing this summer.
All right, well, I hope y'all tune in to my appearance on the Bat Pod. I believe it'll be episode number 10. I'll link it. I'll Twitter it. And of course, join us next week on episode number 92 as we say goodbye to Deadpool. Have a good day, ladies. Send a heartbeat to the boy that crashed through you. We live the pictures that